The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 16 new COVID-19 cases in its update published September 23. Included in the new cases are 10 unvaccinated individuals, and 6 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 6. Three people between 18 and 34 years old. Two people between 35 and 44 years OL, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Two cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and one is linked to close contact transmission. Three cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 3, one youth under 18 years old, one person between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 35 and 44 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission, and one is listed as community acquired, no known link. The third case is still under investigation. Orillia, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Midland, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 2, one youth under 18 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 2, one case in Huntsville and one in Bracebridge. There are currently 161 active cases in the region. 5 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,398 cases of COVID-19 with 12,978 of those cases recovered and 259 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,908 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 95 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 1,036 delta cases, and 663 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 78% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 84% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 69.5% is fully vaccinated. There are 4 school outbreaks in the region, with one additional outbreak since yesterday's report. There is an active outbreak at Monsignor Clare Public School in Barrie. There are 3 confirmed cases linked to the school, and the outbreak was declared on September 22. 2 classrooms are closed, but the school remains open. On September 20, the health unit declared an outbreak at W.H. Day Public School in Bradford where there are 3 cases. 1 classroom is closed. On September 17, the health unit declared an outbreak at Alliston Union Public School, there are 4 cases there. 1 classroom is closed. On September 15, the health unit declared an outbreak at Fieldcrest Elementary School in Bradford, there are 2 cases there. 1 classroom is closed. The schools are still open, but the impacted cohorts have been instructed to self-isolate. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 23. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,215 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 62% Barrie 4,415 4, 247,124 the 1st of September 22 2878 77.7% Bradford WG 2193 2132 38 the 1st of September 22 5024 75% Clearview 144 138 5 September 16, 958 71.5% Collingwood 267,257 the 3rd of September 22 1078 86.9% ESA 546,531 4 the 2nd of September 22,265 79.8% Innisfil 1,313 1,288 the 18th of September 23,185 71.4% Midland 216,207 the 6th of September 22 1180 81.6% New Tecumseh 1610 1572 the 18th of September 22 3803 74.4% Aurelia 356,343 the 8th of September 22 1053 84.6% Oro Medant 244,237 the 5th of September 15,046 89.5% Penetanguishene 207,199 the 8th of September 14,2148 84.6% Remara 120,118 the 1st of September 19,1148 65.7% Severn 94,893 September 18th 627 60.8% Springwater 310,303 the 2nd of September 21 1446 85.2% Tay 128,124 the 2nd of September 18 1141 84.4% Tiny 140,137 the 2nd of September 17 1043 72.6% Wasaga Beach 305,293.5 the 1st of September 21 1287 79.9% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.